We are up to Simon Tov Kuflamid Beis, and that's what we're going to be doing today. Mutter litil tziparnayim. On Cholamoid, it is permissible mi'ikar ad-din to cut nails. Bein diyad, bein deregel, whether the hand or the foot, even though the feet, it doesn't really matter all that much. People don't see it. Afilu b'misparayim, you're allowed to use scissors. Hagah, says the Ramah, avol yesh machmirim va'osrim, there are those who aser, the chain who are minig, and that is the minig of Ashkenaz. Lahachmish lo litlon bein besakin bein bemisparayim, not to use a knife, not to use scissors. But you're allowed to with your mouth, and that's not considered nius. Also, you're allowed to pull it off with your fingers. Im lo litzorach mitzvahs tefila shenotlan kedarkan b'chol, for the sake of tefila, one is allowed to on cholamoid cut their nails so that it shouldn't be a chatzitza like the minig is. And this is not like the din of a woman in Avelis who would have to have a non-Jew cut her nails. Here, you're allowed to cut your nails yourself regularly with scissors. Now, where did this Chumrah of the Ramah come from? The Machmirim hold that the same way that Chazal asered hair cutting, so that you shouldn't come into Yontif without cutting your hair because you rely on cutting it later. So the first day of Yontif, you'll come in not looking very, very, very well kempt. So Chazal said the same thing with regard to fingernails, that we're afraid that you won't cut them beforehand. What happens if someone cut them Erev Yontif? They're allowed to cut them again on Cholamoid, because since even by hair there are matir, even though there we don't paskin that way lamaisa, here you could be matir. Siv Beis, kol refua mutter b'cholamoid, all refu is permissible in Cholamoid, even if it's a malacha gemura. And even if it's a chola she'im bo sakana, as long as a person's a chola. And on Yontif, it's also to be involved in refuah the same way you're not allowed to on Shabbos, as a gzera to shrika samamonim.